A bomb exploded early today in a midtown Manhattan abortion clinic, slightly injuring two passers-by, but it did not stop those at the center from performing abortions later in the day. The bombing caused about $10,000 in damage. Police say several phone calls to the bomb squad warned of the attack, but no one has claimed responsibility. America's trade deficit grew at a slower pace again last month. The gap between imports and exports expanded by $12.5 billion in September, $2 billion less than the August deficit increase. It's the second straight monthly decline in the growth of the trade deficit. The Commerce Department says the figures show that the administration's policy of lowering the dollar may be paying off. The administration has also tried, with mixed success, to persuade allies with big trade surpluses to stimulate their economies to expand export markets for U.S. goods. There are new details today on Austrian President Kurt Waldheim's involvement in the German army during World War II. The full text of the 1947 Yugoslav indictment of Waldheim for war crimes was made public. NPR's Mike Schuster has details.
The indictment charges Waldheim with participating in the planning of German reprisals against Yugoslavian citizens in 1944 and 1945. At the time, Waldheim was a lieutenant in a German intelligence unit, and the indictment says Waldheim helped plan attacks that resulted in the burning of at least 20 villages and the execution of hundreds of Yugoslavian citizens. It has been known that Waldheim had been indicted in Yugoslavia almost 40 years ago, but the specifics of the indictment were not known until today. Yesterday, Waldheim, through a spokesman, admitted that he had been part of a unit that carried out a massacre in Yugoslavia in 1942. But Waldheim denied a Washington Post report today that the Yugoslav and Soviet governments had used the file on Waldheim to blackmail him into becoming a communist agent. The Post quotes intelligence sources in Yugoslavia as saying the blackmail had been successful. This is Mike Schuster in New York.